Welcome to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show, a real estate investment program. Listen and learn how to use real estate to build wealth and passive income streams for you and your family. We bring you experts every day to discuss and answer your questions on everything from single-family homes all the way up to 600-plus unit apartment complexes. And now, the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
Good afternoon. Welcome to the show. This is Andy Webb with Lifestyles Unlimited. And as always, we are working on your financial freedom. I'm going to lead with a headline I read just this past week in Bloomberg, a very short article, and it's titled U.S. Household Debt Rises to Record as Refinances Surge. So we've just hit, as households, a record debt load as a nation. This is U.S. households. That's you and me. We're not talking about the federal government debt load, which we know as a result of everything we've seen during the pandemic, the CARES Act, everything else. We know that has bloomed as well. And, you know, with debt rising like that, what I want to talk about on today's show is for you to find a way to create some breathing room in your life, right? Breathing room, something to help you pay down some debt, maybe float, cover some or all of your monthly expenses, maybe offset those one-off unexpected costs, right? And well, let me get to that. I want to give you a statistic I did see in that Bloomberg article, and it's taken from a survey conducted by TransUnion, one of the major credit reporting agencies, just this past month in October, okay? And they did some research, and they found that 54% of those interviewed said that their finances have been impacted by the pandemic, 54%. So a little more than half of the nation, essentially. Now, by the same token, flip the coin, right? That means that 8 months into the pandemic, 46% have not felt an impact to their finances. Keep those numbers in mind, okay? 46%. Now, I want you to think back. I want you to think back towards the start of the year. I just mentioned the CARES Act, right? That the government came together for a change. Congress actually got something done. You may view the CARES Act positively, negatively, but either way you look at it, they just took a shotgun approach, just fired a shotgun across the nation and doled out cash, right? You probably got a stimulus check or a stimulus direct deposit, whatever you want to call it. And here's where that 46% comes into play. You may have needed it, but you may not have, right? You may be in that 46% that has not so far felt a financial impact from the coronavirus. But even so, I'm pretty sure when you got that check or that money hit your bank account, wasn't that a relief? Breathing room, that gave you just a little bit of breathing room, didn't it? If you're what's called a DINK, right? It's an acronym, double income, no kids. And your income is below or was below in 2019 or even 2018, a certain threshold. What did you get? You got $2,400. Boom, just like that. Add $500 if you're not a double income, no kids. If you've got kids, add $500 for each dependent child under the age of 17. So here's the thing. Even if you have not been impacted by the pandemic, that gave you some breathing room, didn't it? Maybe use that to pay down some of that credit card debt you've been carrying around. Or maybe you finally paid off the car. Maybe you're able to make some improvements to your house, right? Much needed improvements, new flooring, whatever it was. Or maybe you just socked that away into your rainy day fund, your emergency fund. That was a one-time thing. $2,400, boom, there it is. Here you go. Let's get that economy going, right? One-time event. But what if you could do that on a regular basis? What if I told you that you can create that kind of breathing room for yourself in your life without having to wait for the guys up on Capitol Hill to try to figure out how they're going to do that again? They can't quite come together, can they? So what if you can do that? What if you can create that breathing room? Build $2,400 that's coming in on a monthly basis, not just a one-time event, but a regular recurring event. I'm talking about creating your own, essentially creating your own stimulus payment, right? $2,400 coming in every month. Sounds like it's hard to achieve. I'm telling you, it's not. My wife and I, we did that in probably just about, you know, I went back and looked at our accounting. I'm a single family investor here in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. I joined Lifestyles back in 2012, and we started buying houses, right? We bought houses to rent out, right? Lease houses. And I looked at our accounting records going back to when we started, 2012, 2013, 2014. Right about there, early 2014, we picked up house number five. About a year and a half after we bought our first house. And we were there. We exceeded that $2,400 by that point in passive income. It's closer to 25, 26, something like that, if I remember. Five houses. Look, anxiety levels have peaked during the coronavirus pandemic. You know, for sundry reasons, health reasons, obviously, financial reasons, any other number of issues. The election, right? You need a break, and you need to give yourself a break by doing just that, creating that breathing room, okay? And in fact, I'll tell you, just making the decision to get started on the path, to put together a plan, to set some goals, that's going to give you some optimism, right? Some much-needed optimism that you can have a better future. And that's what we're going to get into on today's show. Now, I want to continue with that article when we come back from the coming break here. I want to look at a little bit more information that they shared with us in that Bloomberg article. There's some nuggets in there. There's some good news. There's some bad news. And I want to look at some of the average debt load, both by generational group. I'm Gen X. I'm in my mid-40s. We have the highest debt load. If you're listening, you're in your 40s like me, you've got a kid, you've got those aging parents. Yeah, we're taking a double hit there. I want to get into some of the debt load because you'll see as we go through the show that by building that passive income, by creating that breathing room, that $2,400 a month, it's going to help you wipe that out. We'll talk about some expenses, common expenditures that you're going to have as a family, right? What does that look like across the nation? And what could you do with $2,400 a month? Now, you can sit and wait for those guys and gals up on Capitol Hill to figure out what they're doing, see if they send you another lifeline or not, whether you needed it or not, or you can get to work doing this for yourself. We're going to talk about that in the balance of the show. You're listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. This is Andy Webb. Stick around. We'll be right back.
Del Wamsley talks about buying your way back from corporate America through real estate.
A massive change in my life. My personal residence I lived in was a one-bedroom condo, cost $425 a month. This covered it. My automobile car payment was only $300 and some a month. This covered it. I was buying my way back from corporate America. I could feel it.
Lifestyles Unlimited will teach you how to buy your way back from corporate America. Get in control. Get into our live online free workshop. Register at lifestylesunlimitedworkshop.com. Welcome back to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. It's time to turn up the volume and fine-tune your passive income plan so you can create the lifestyle you've always wanted.
This is Andy Webb, and you're listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. If you've got any questions today, you can call me at 855-497-4335. Again, 855-497-4335, or send me an email to askandy@luinc.com. Askandy@luinc.com. We're talking today about giving yourself some breathing room, creating some breathing room. $2,400 a month, right? We in the first segment, we reflected back to what happened in about probably April, May, as part of the CARES Act. The government just distributed funds across the nation. And if you're married, two-person household, double income, no kids, let's say, boom. $2,400, just like that. But here's the thing. It came in the door, and it probably went right back out. And that's okay. You know, that provided some breathing room, gave you some relief. Maybe you paid down some debt. Maybe you floated some of your monthly living expenses for a period. Offset some sort of one-off costs. You can do any number of things with that, but that's a one-time event. What if you could create that on a monthly basis? $2,400 coming in the door, not just once, but 12 times, 12 times a year. That's about almost $30,000 right there. Keep that number in mind because that's going to tie out to some of the debt load picture we're going to look at here in just a moment. Now, I do want to take a look at that Bloomberg article I led the show with here. It's titled U.S. Household Debt Rises to Record as Refinances Surge. Total debt. This is household debt. For you, for me, not we're not talking about federal government. It reached $14.35 trillion in the second quarter. Now, this was led, in particular, by new mortgage loans. So there's some smart folks out there. They've seen where the rates have gone. They have just dropped and dropped and dropped. And so they're refinancing. And what's been happening over the last decade or so, we've seen a tremendous amount of appreciation in pretty much all the markets across the nation. So your home's value has probably risen. Folks are re-leveraging. They're taking advantage of that. So that's driving the debt up. Okay. The good news here is, you know, we're going to talk a little bit about non-mortgage debt here in just a minute, but the flood of mortgage refinancing has helped us as a nation push down our credit card debt. That's good news, right? That's that high interest stuff that you don't, too many of us are toting around that you want to shed as soon as you can. And we've lowered that, right? That's good news. Now, it does go on to say that a good portion of our activity as consumers has also declined. Of course, we're not getting out and about quite as much. Travel, right? They cite travel in particular, a nationwide drop. I do work part-time. I am in the travel industry. I love it. Oh boy. Talk about a hit. That industry has collapsed, right? And talk about breathing easy. Because my wife and I took those steps early on years ago, that drop in the industry is, you know, we're able to breathe easy. And any of the other investors out there that are members at Lifestyles and have built up this passive income as well are breathing more easily as well. You got your $2,400 from Uncle Sam a couple months ago. Like I said, it's probably come and gone. I want you to work to build that on a regular basis so it's constantly coming in the door. So when the pandemic, whatever, comes down the pike next year, year after that, when it manifests, you're not as worried. Anxiety, like I said, is just going through the roof here in the country right now. Now, the article goes on to say that this data was released by the Fed in New York, New York Federal Reserve branch, and it states, you know, again, that our finances as a country have improved, and they have benefited specifically, as it says here, from the extraordinary actions of the government, right, a la that stimulus check and some of the other things they've done, PPP and so on, as well as the steps that some creditors have taken, right? A lot of mortgage companies have allowed forbearance. They had to as part of the CARES Act, but a lot of other entities have done what they can to work with you to help you. My insurance company, my car insurance company, they sent us a rebate check for April and May because we weren't driving, right? They know that. A lot of people got that. And because of that, our finances have improved a little bit. But it goes on to say those improvements could be short-lived as programs expire, as that forbearance period, for example, comes to an end. As those PPP programs come to an end. We've watched during the last week's election, the wrangling going on before the election. Can we get another stimulus package together? They didn't get done. So can you rely on your big brother, Uncle Sam, to get it done? I question that. This is where you come into play. It's up to you, right? To create your own breathing room. $2,400 a month. Forget about that stimulus payment that your family may have gotten. You can do this yourself. Now, thinking about debt, and I like to think, you know, look at the debt load of the country. It's interesting that I found a good article here. This is on CNBC. It breaks down the debt by generations. I'm in my mid-40s. I'm a Gen Xer, right? And if I look at the table here they put together, Gen X, our group, on average, has non-mortgage debt. So we've carved the mortgage piece out of this. It has non-mortgage debt of around $33,000. That's the highest of any group out there, okay, the way they've broken this out. $33,000. Remember what I said opening the segment. $2,400 a month over the course of the year is almost $30,000. Boom, you've paid off that debt. Now, non-mortgage debt, they're counting things like credit cards. That's the big piece here. For Gen X, it's almost $8,000. This is an average. What we see here in Dallas is probably going to be different than in New York City, than in Portland, Seattle on the coast, you know. So cost of living is different. That's going to drive different numbers, but on the whole, that is the average. If you're a millennial, your average non-mortgage debt is about $27,000. And if you're on the other side of me, Gen X, you're a boomer, you're at about $26,000 in debt, $7,000 of which is credit cards. So again, $2,400 a month can just peck away at that, and very, very quickly. Very, very quickly. So again, if you're like me, you're Gen X, we got kids, we got older parents, we're that sandwich generation. We got mortgages, we got car payments, you may have student loan debt still, credit card debt. If you're carrying any debt, you just have to ask yourself, what would an extra $2,400 a month do for you? Not that one-time payment from Uncle Sam, one time. That's all they got. That's all they could do. I don't really want to see him do a lot more because, like I said, federal debt's booming as well, blowing up. But what can you do? What can you do if you could build that passive income? So that's debt. That's looking at the debt load that sundry generational groups carry. Let's take a different look. Let's look at our average spending as a nation. The U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics published data in 2018, published 2018 data late in September 2019. And I found a good summary of this on The Motley Fool. It's worth looking at it. It breaks down the monthly expenses for the average household into various categories, right? And I think it's good to look at some of these categories. I hear the music kicking on. We're going to head into a break. When we come back, I want to show you what the two biggest categories that you are spending on is. And we'll talk about applying that $2,400 a month to essentially chunk that cash flow, so to speak. So you're listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. This is Andy, and we will be right back.
With the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. We're here to answer your questions and help you become financially free.
Welcome back to the show. This is Andy Webb. And if you've got questions today, the number here is 855-497-4335. Or send me an email to askandy@luinc.com. And the theme of the show today is really just simply creating some breathing room for yourself. Right? We've all got some form of debt, credit card debt, car payments, house payments, student loan debt still for a lot of folks. That just keeps going up and up and up, doesn't it? You can create some breathing room. If you think about what happened back in April, May, the government sent out just shotgun blast across the nation, sent out cash. Suddenly you, double income, no kids, $2,400 appears in your bank account, gives you some breathing room. But that was a one-time thing. What I want you to do is build that so you have it coming in on a recurring basis. $2,400 a month gives you that breathing room. You can pay down that debt, cover some, maybe all, some of those monthly expenses. We'll talk about those here in a minute, right? Live the lifestyle. That's really where we want to go. So looking at an article, a summary really of the Bureau of Labor Statistics stats, this is 2018 data. They published their data in September of 2019, and it's just a review of average household expenses. Now, keep in mind, it's an average, and it is a national average. I sit in Dallas-Fort Worth. You may sit in Austin, slightly different cost of living. You may sit in New York City, totally different cost of living, right? But I think it's good to look at the numbers, and if for no other reason than to have a benchmark. But also, I want to drive home a point today, which is what you can do if you can get that passive income working for you, where it can really allow you to breathe easier. Okay, so according to the stats, and again, this is from 2018, the average household in America spends $5,102 every month. Let's just call it $5,100. It's about $61,000 per year. Those are expenses. That's outflow. Now, some of you are living below your means. That's great. You're meeting those expenses and able to then save and invest and do things on top. Some of you are living above your means. It's more of a struggle. You're contributing to that credit card debt that we are building as a nation, right? But how do those costs break out? And I'm going to focus more on the percentage. I'll give you the actual numbers. It's interesting to hear, but I think the percentage is more telling here, again, because cost of living varies across the nation. But housing, obviously, is the big piece. I don't care if you rent or you own. Housing is the biggest chunk, 33% of your budget. Now, in dollar terms, 2018, average for the nation, that was about $1,700. It's interesting, though, they include in there things like utilities, right? I tend to budget those separately, but that's utilities, that's internet, appliance, costs, repair, maintenance, purchase, whatever, lawn care, laundry, housekeeping, paper products, right? Think back to the start of the pandemic when everyone went on a buying spree, panicked, hoarded. Those paper products went up, didn't they? Now, what's also interesting is they don't include the principal payment for your mortgage if you are a homeowner. They treat that as a debt service. I think for our purposes, you should include that. That's outflow, isn't it? So let's lump that on top. So if we're talking $1,600, $1,700, what's that? Another $400, $500, $600? Depends on your size of your loan, of course. But 33% of your monthly expenses are going to that broader housing bucket. Number one position. Number two position, transportation. 16%. Add those two up, we're already at about half of our budget, 50%. It's a little north of $800, and that includes purchase, right? You're probably financing that vehicle. Insurance, gas, other items. Maintenance. Maintenance, it can come pretty unexpectedly with your vehicles, can't it? And it can be a pretty steep charge. You know, 40% of Americans, 40% would struggle to cover a $400 expense. What about you? You may not be in that 40% right now. Right, we just saw that 46% of Americans were not impacted financially thus far by the pandemic. But wouldn't it help you breathe easier to know that you had extra cash coming in each month for these type of events? Let me give you an example. It was a scary example. Doing 70, 75, guys, you know, staying at the speed limit, headed east on US 80, just east of Dallas. Just this past week, I drive a heavier duty pickup. I need that to haul my RV bunker. When we travel, when we hunker down in that RV and was driving, like I said, east, hit a bump, bam. Bup, 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 bup. Whole truck just started shaking. I got what's known as the death wobbles, and it was scary. It started and it just amplified, it resonated. I thought that was it. Fortunately, it was just me in the truck, got it under control, finished my business, got it to the mechanic. $750 later, I have a functioning truck again. So if you're in that 40% that can't handle a $400 expense, you got to create some breathing room. That passive income, I didn't have to think. I didn't have to say, well, I need to drag this out a little bit longer. That's unsafe. And you know, safety first as a skydiver, highly important, right? Got the truck in, got it fixed. Didn't have to think about it because I have that breathing room. Scary, scary stuff, by the way. Watch what you're doing out there on the roads. Now, the rest of the monthly expenses, we got food, insurance, retirement accounts, you know, health insurance, entertainment. Interestingly, they don't mention daycare costs in here, which as somebody that has a young child and does send him to daycare here in Texas, that's pretty steep. I put that right up there with the transportation spendings. Back to our first two expense classes, that's housing and transportation. That makes up 50% of the average household expense. If I add up their numbers, it's about $2,500, $2,499. It's real darn close to another familiar number we've talked about throughout the show. That's that $2,400 stimulus check that Uncle Sam sent your way. Again, those more if you have kids. $2,400. What if you had that money coming in the door from passive investments and coming in the door every single month? Breathing room. You can pay down that debt, that $33,000 if you're a Gen Xer like me. Cover your monthly expenses, at least the big ticket items, the housing, 33% of your budget, the transportation, 16% of your budget. Offset those unexpected and very scary maintenance costs. And of course, you can live the lifestyle. Go take that vacation. Go take that trip once travel resumes, of course. Now let's talk about how we do it. Now, I hinted at what my wife and I did earlier in the show. We started investing with Lifestyles Unlimited back in 2012, and we went down the single family path. And it took us right about a year and a half or so when we hit house number five, boom. We have essentially created our version of Uncle Sam's $2,400 stimulus check. Now that's our pace. You know, everyone moves at their own pace. It depends on where you start. I went to a Lifestyles Unlimited case study. I guess it's been about 2 weeks now. And one of the presenters, they were down in San Antonio. This was all online. And they just joined Lifestyles in, I believe it was March of this year. Case study was late, I guess it was early November. So in the first 7 to 8 months, this family has bought 10 houses, 10 single family houses. That's easily $4,000, probably more in passive income that they're bringing in every month. Point is, you go at your speed. For us, it was five houses in about a year and a half. For them, it was more than that in well under a year. So what we're doing is creating cash flow through real estate investing. In this example, single family houses. And it's interesting too, the more houses you add to your portfolio, the faster you're going to go. You start to see the snowball effect, because now you've got that $30,000 a year coming in and you've paid off that debt. So you no longer have to service your consumer debt. Now you have more money, more financial firepower, and those next couple houses come even faster. And the next couple of houses after that come even faster. Boom, 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 boom. You're lining them up so fast. It's unbelievable. You know, and that's one of the reasons I go to the case studies as often as I can, is to see what these folks are doing. 10 houses, 8 months, $4,000 coming in the door. Now stick around when we come back. Single family is not the only way to get there. I want to tell you what other options you have. You're listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. This is Andy Webb. We'll be right back.
One of the things I'd like to get across is that your whole life you wanted to make a change, right? But you've never had the time? This might be it, because we have online education that you can get involved in.
We're now going to bring the free workshop to the entire country and really the world. Anybody who is interested can participate in that. We're going to live stream that free workshop and have people online with you on the live stream, talking with you, answering questions, interacting. You're really going to get a great feel for the Lifestyles community from this. And you can register for that. So if you want to find out about us, this is a great way to take a look at us and what we do.
Lifestyles Unlimited has been helping people succeed since 1990. Join us for our free online real estate workshop and learn the 7 principles we teach to run our businesses and provide for our families. Register at LifestylesUnlimitedWorkshop.com. That's LifestylesUnlimitedWorkshop.com.
Welcome back to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Now, let's get back to your map to financial freedom.
Welcome back to the show. This is Andy Webb, and today on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show, we're talking about how you can create some breathing room in your own life. You got that stimulus payout from the government, depending on your income level, of course. You may or may not have gotten that, but most people did early in the year. Two-person household, $2,400. One-time event. You can build that on a recurring basis. $2,400 every month, almost $30,000 per year. And I told you in the prior segment how I personally have done that with single-family houses. Told you about a case study I attended where a couple did that easily and then some in under a year. They just joined in March of this year, already bought 10 single-family houses. This family is down in San Antonio, where they're operating. I'm in Dallas-Fort Worth. Now, if you've got any questions for me today, you can send me an email to askandy@luinc.com, askandy@luinc.com. And I want to give you a website that you want to check out. And this is for our free workshop. Now, years and years ago, when my wife and I joined Lifestyles, we started just like you, just like you're doing today, catching the program on the radio as we were driving around town. Probably listen to the show for a good year. And we finally heeded the message and went to the free workshop, right? Live and in person here at our offices in Las Colinas. But we're now doing that online. Very easy to do from the comfort of your home. Go check out freeworkshoplivestream.com. We have those going on a regular basis. Next event is this coming Tuesday. And then we have those ongoing. You can check the schedule there and register. Again, that's freeworkshoplivestream.com. Now, I just told you a little bit about single family. That's how we have managed to create our own breathing room in this sense, right? And at that free workshop, you're going to hear some case studies, how single family works. And then aside from single family, I mentioned prior to the break, there are other ways. A great way to go is as a passive investor in multifamily, buying apartments. Now, if you're sitting out there listening, thinking about that $2,400 you got from Uncle Sam way back when, you might be thinking, man, there's no way I can invest in an apartment community or complex. That's the cool thing. You absolutely can. And we show you how. And it's not me going out and buying a whole complex by myself. It's us getting together with like-minded people that share a vision of financial freedom, a vision of this very breathing room that we're building for ourselves, of a lifestyle. And pooling our funds and taking down that big multi-million dollar asset. So you can get to that $2,400 a month by buying up single family houses like my wife and I did, like the couple down in San Antonio did. Or you can say, you know what? I want to be more hands off. I want to be fully passive. I want to have that mailbox money coming in and go the passive route, investing in apartments. I see people do it all the time. Some go the single family route, some go the multifamily route, some do both. You know, you can absolutely do both. And this is where Lifestyles fits into the picture for you. Lifestyles Unlimited. Real estate investing can seem very, very daunting. And I know this because I sat on the other side where you are right now. You've bought your own house. It's a fairly seamless experience, right? Not a lot of hiccups. Went pretty well. You were comfortable. Maybe you've bought and sold your own house a number of times now as you've moved around the country or the state. Pretty easy. But for some reason, when you think about buying another house to hold as an income property, a house that actually pays you money, by the way, you start to put up all these barriers in your mind, these hurdles, these fears. You build this big dam. And behind the dam, you just start stacking this stuff. All these fears, it just accumulates and it builds up. And tenants and toilets and taxes. Oh my gosh. It's overwhelming. It seems daunting. That is where Lifestyles Unlimited comes in. We're going to help you break down that dam, release all those fears. We do that in two ways. Number one is through the education. Right? You get that in part listening to this very program. You get that in part by going to our website, lifestylesunlimited.com, and reading the articles. There are a lot of articles out there. Listening to the archived radio shows, the podcasts. Listening to the Del Walmsley radio show during the week. You're going to learn a ton, but you got to go farther. Well, we talked about that free workshop at freeworkshoplivestream.com. It's a good place to start. But if you really want to get involved, you want to get to our two-day seminar. That's where we get in and we really start to talk about the nuts and the bolts around single family investing on day one and multifamily apartment investing on day two. I want to give you a website where you can register for that as well. That is Financial Freedom Livestream, all written together, financialfreedomlivestream.com. That's where you're going to get the education that's going to help you tear down that dam that's just holding all those fears, keeping them just ruminating in your head, is that education. That's the first part of the puzzle. You're going to learn about sourcing, finding those single family houses or apartments if you want to become a lead investor, meaning somebody that's finding those deals, putting the syndication together, bringing those like-minded passive investors together to take down that multi-million dollar deal. You got to get educated. You got to understand how that works, how to find those properties, how to finance those properties, how to renovate, right? Especially when we talk about the single family houses, we're typically doing some rehab, right? Apartments as well, value add type plays. You'll learn what that means, that very term, value add, when you go to the two-day seminar, in fact. How to then operate those units, whether it's 10 houses, whether it's 20 houses, whether it's a 20-unit apartment complex, that's where the education comes in. The picture becomes clear. Those fears will start to fade away. And I'll tell you, you're still going to have a hard time when it comes to pulling the trigger on that very first house. Talk to most investors and they'll tell you that same thing. We did the education for 6 months. We were pretty confident. I understood the numbers. We still had a hard time pulling the trigger on that first house. But as soon as we did, that dam broke. Not even a month later, we were under contract on house number two. Month and a half or so after that, house number three. And that snowball that I mentioned earlier, it just started rolling. Eventually, we hit house number five. We hit that $2,400 number, equivalent of Uncle Sam's stimulus payout. Education gets that ball rolling. Alongside that, the other thing that Lifestyles Unlimited brings to you is the mentoring. You've gotten educated, but you still have questions. It's specific to your market, specific to that neighborhood, whatever it is. That's where your mentors get involved, and you start asking them for their help. They give you some direction on your broader timeline. They look at your financial picture with you. That's how we figured out we need to go the single family route first so that we can build up our capital, then shift gears to multifamily. For other people, they might say, look, you've got the reserves. You've got the capital. Get going on this multifamily route. By the way, I can clearly see in your resume and the way we're talking that you could be a lead investor. Or based on what you've told me and the time commitments you have currently at your job and everything else, maybe you better be a passive investor. You'll have those conversations and you'll get that direction. And when you do run into that first issue on that first house, my wife from the closing table called our mentor, got her fears allayed, closed on the house. number two, number three, number four. That mentor was there to hold our hand and make sure we got it done. So Lifestyles fits into the picture for you by providing the education and providing the mentoring. That's why I want you to check out freeworkshoplivestream.com to learn more about Lifestyles. Now, back to that Bloomberg article that I opened the show with. There are a couple of nuggets in there. First of all, they talk about a flood in mortgage refinancings. As you go through your education and as you work with your mentors, you're going to realize, hey, maybe I need more capital to do what I want to do. This is an opportunity right here. With interest rates where they are, and with the appreciation in home values that we've seen over the past 5, 6, 7, 8 years, you've got some equity in your house, I'm pretty sure, that you can draw down to get into this very process of building that breathing room, of building that passive income. So think about that. Look into what options you have if you have your own home. If you are already a rental owner, maybe you're not a member at Lifestyles, but you have some investment property, look at pulling some cash out there. Rates are insanely low. A lot of opportunity there. Another piece in the article talked about those borrowers that have unfortunately had to postpone their monthly mortgage payments, right? Forbearance. That is going to come to an end at some point. And unfortunately for them, a lot of people are overextended. We saw that 54% of Americans have been financially impacted by the pandemic. The good news there is 46% have not. I think that's a tremendous number, but some folks have. Some landlords, some operators of single-family rentals and multifamily units have been impacted. So when that foreclosure moratorium comes to an end December 31st, what's going to happen? More opportunity is going to be available. But you need to be ready. You need to be educated. You need to have spoken with your mentor to understand which path you want to follow so you have a clear direction. Get your ducks in a row now. Go check out Financial Freedom Live Stream to learn about the Financial Freedom Program to get registered for that 2-day. Promo code is SAVEBIG. That'll give you a 2-year membership for a heavily discounted $297. When I joined, it was 1 year for $500. So, hey, that's a great deal. FinancialFreedomLiveStream.com. Hey, thank you for listening today. This is Andy Webb. You've been listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. And remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle. You have a good day.
Thank you for listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Ready for more of the map? Visit lifestylesunlimited.com. Explore our videos and articles. Click on the radio tab to access past show podcasts. View the radio show schedule and listen to our best of radio shows. Want to continue the conversation? Follow Lifestyles Unlimited on Facebook today. Join us next time. And until then, remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle.
The information and opinions you hear on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show are those of the hosts, guests, and callers and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.